This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What to do about the spike in migration to the border with Mexico? That's among the issues Vice President Kamala Harris is dealing with on her first foreign trip as vice president. She's in Guatemala this morning and will visit Mexico, too. We're told the Biden administration will soon announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking. Democrats are trying to make their campaign promises come true. Infrastructure, voting rights, just two of the issues they're wrestling with. Here's our Julie Walker.
As Democrats strain to deliver on President Biden's agenda, the limits of bipartisanship in the 50-50 Senate are increasingly clear. Talks over an infrastructure package are teetering. Biden is set to meet today with the lead Republican negotiator, and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is optimistic.
The president has gone from $2.25 trillion down to $1 trillion. The Republicans have come up.
Meanwhile, a voting and elections overhaul bill is essentially dead now that Manchin announced his opposition. Manchin made the comments on Fox News Sunday.
Britain wants the world to be vaccinated against COVID by the end of next year. Arzaria Shackley's in London with this.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will use a group of seven wealthy democracies summit to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson is expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall, on the coast of southwestern England, for the first face-to-face G summit since the pandemic hit. President Joe Biden and leaders of Canada, France, Italy, and Japan will arrive in Cornwall from Friday for 3 days of talks focusing on the global recovery from the pandemic.
Here in the U.S., heat and high humidity in parts of the Northeast this morning. Heat advisories in effect in some spots. This is AP News. A veteran actor who is in a groundbreaking old-school TV series has died. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
No matter the generation or the medium, Clarence Williams III left his mark. His first big breakthrough was as Link Hayes on the Mod Squad, one of three undercover cops, one black, one white, one blonde. His appearance as a member of a team of equals back then was an inspiration at a time when there were relatively few positive black role models on TV. More recent TV audiences will remember his work in Williams' manager says the actor died this past Friday at his home in Los Angeles after a battle with colon cancer. Clarence Williams III was 81. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of upstate New York has announced that she's pregnant. Absolutely overjoyed, she tweets. The latest from Congresswoman Stefanik. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.